Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of psychiatric progress note for comprehensive counseling incorporation. Date of evaluation is Monday, June 1st, 2026. There are 9 patients, and all these patients were seen by doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. The first patient is Gay Francis, GAYE FRANCES. Her date of birth is 01/09/1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Subjective narrative: Francis is 50-year-old, married female, who has history of schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, has been recently treated at recently discharged from Henry Ford Warren from the emergency room, as she was brought in by police due to violation of court order. How our patient was further discharged to home with an appointment to the Macomb County Community Health to be seen by therapist and psychiatrist. Since patient has been following outpatient treatment at comprehensive counseling with the psychiatrist, therefore she will continue getting care at comprehensive counseling. Today she will describe that she has been doing good, sleeping, eating good, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid thoughts. She herself wanted me to give that, write a prescription so that she can get an injection of Abilify Maintena, which is due on June 13th. I further educated about the medication, provided education, encouragement and support to understand about the role of medications and therapist at Macomb County. She has been seeing her therapist twice a month. Currently she is on Abilify Maintena 400 mg intramuscularly once a month, Divaloprex 500 mg twice a day, and Aripiprazole 10 mg at bedtime. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. She describes she is working as a nursing assistant in Taylor in nursing home. Yet she denies any side effect. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment: schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, will continue. A prescription of 30 days was given with room to refill of Abilify Maintena. So, and it was encouraged that she should not miss the injection and try to continue with the treatment. She agreed with the plan. This is the end of dictation. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next patient, Innucci Anna, I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I, Anna, A-N-N-A. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Date of evaluation is June 1st, 2026, subject to object data. Anna is a 72-year-old single Caucasian female living at 17195 Fraser Wood Drive, Fraser, Michigan, 48026, in a senior citizen building. She described that she is feeling tired and she sleeps late, therefore she sleeps early in the morning. She also described that sometimes she gets depressed and sad, but denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. She always complaining of anxiety and depression. I further discussed the tiredness could be part of living in air condition 24 hours. It was also explained that she should go for a walk in the building, try to sit in the day area, try to interact with other resident. That will help a lot and also help her depression and anxiety. She agreed but not able to do that. Yet, otherwise she looks happy, pleasant, cooperative, making her own food. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought process organized, no suicidal homicidal thoughts. I further discussed that I had prescribed her meratazine, 7.5 milligram daily, which is for sleep, melatonin 3 milligram daily. She is not sleeping, she can take both at a time. Also, she is on Lamictal 50 milligram at bedtime and 200 milligram morning. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She complies with medications and treatment. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia. She denies having any contact with her three daughters who are living in two in the Michigan and another is California. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Status post. Left knee and left leg surgery. Chronic back pain. Continue with the supportive plan. Valoperidone was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next lesion on Bozi Navenica, B-O-Z-I-N, Navenica, N-E-V-N-K. Her date of birth is 4-2-1949. The phone number is 586-751-6275. Subjective age data. Navenica is a 77-year-old married Caucasian female living with her husband as 29250 Longview, apartment 9 Warren, Michigan 48093. Her date of birth is 4-2-1949. She described that she is doing very good. She has been taking her medication since. She describes since she is taking medication, she is feeling a lot better and more happy. Her husband also agreed with her statement. Yet, she described only other medication she is taking is for diabetes. Patient was educated about the medications and encouraged that she should try to take clonopin only if she need. I do not want to make any. I do not like to be get dependent. However, she has been this medication for long time, but never required high doses or never requesting for more refills. Yet, patient has been taking clonopin 0.5 milligram, 0.25 milligram in the morning and evening. Duloxetine 20 milligram daily. She was alert, oriented, pleasant, cooperative, having no suicidal homicidal thoughts or any depression, anxiety, and mood swings. Her husband also concur about her statement. Assessment: major depressive disorder, chronic, with period of anxiety, history of diabetes mellitus. Continue with the supportive care. 30-day supply was ordered. End of dictation. Next solution, and Wisniewski, Wisniewski, Marilyn, Marlynne, her date of birth is 8/14/1965, her telephone number is 616-386-7723, subjective Arjuna. Marilyn is a 60-year-old single Caucasian female, recently moved from her son home, recently moved from Florida after staying with her son and daughter-in-law for about a month. She is living at 22419 Saxony Avenue, East Point, Michigan 48021. She describes she has been not doing good since she came. She has disturbed sleep, sometimes depression and anxiety. But I further explained that she has been coming from the from Florida, having a lot of social interaction, lot of places she was going to which she agreed, and over here she is just alone and loneliness, so she has to try to work on it. She describes she is living in a house with a roommate. I further discussed that is a good thing. She should go for a walk, try to do some household chores, and try to work on other activities so that she can tired and be and engage in day-to-day activities, to which she agreed. Patient is on meratazepam 15 mg at bedtime for depression, hydroxyzine 50 mg TID PRN, which is taking for anxiety, trazodone 50 mg daily, serentrine 100 mg daily, which patient has been taking this medication for a long time. She does not have any serotonergic symptoms, or any symptoms of restlessness, irritability, agitation. She has been compliant with the medication. She was alert, oriented, mood was present, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized, no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination and delusion. She has been compliant with medication treatment. Assessment: major depressive disorder, chronic, the period of anxiety, history of fall, continue with the supportive care. Patient was provided education, encouragement, and cognitive behavioral therapy. Encouraged to involve in social skill program, go for a walk, and improve her day-to-day performance, little exercise. A 30-day supply was ordered, end of dictation. Next question. On Trimble, T-R-I-M-B-L-E, Paul, P-A-U-L, date of birth is 12/5/1980, telephone number is 586-612-7330, subject is that Paul is a 45-year-old, single, Caucasian male, living in a 13150 Bureau, Paul 4, Drive, Warren, Michigan, 48088, this time he went on vacation to North Florida, and described that he liked to have a sunlight as his vitamin D is low. Piet also described the medication is working. He's able to focus, try to involve day-to-day activities, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any suicidal mental thoughts, compliance with medication, and feeling happy. No complaint was reported. He also described since he's on medication, he is able to focus, not get distracted, more productive in day-to-day activities. Assessment: attention deficit disorder. Plan: continue Adderall XR 20 mg daily. A 30-day supply was ordered. End of dictation. Next question is on Reyes Florence, R-A-Y-U-S, Reyes Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C. Date of birth is 8/11/1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Date of relation is June 1st, 2026. Subject and letter. Florence is a 63-year-old, single, Caucasian female, living at 38705 Sutton Drive, Sterling Heights, Michigan 48310. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. See Subject Ajita. Florence described that she has been doing better. Her depression has been better. She is not hearing any voices. She is not feeling suicidal, homicidal thought. She has a good time Memorial Day. She was engaged with the family, and also has been participating in the program. Also going to shopping mall. Recent visit to shopping mall. She was seen by a market a guy who was who has offered the job, but they have not called her for the further. They did not call her for further appointment. Yet, overall, she describes she has been feeling good, sleeping good. She is sometimes inconsistent in compliance with the dialysis. Otherwise, she has been taking all her medication. She is on olanzapine 5 mg at bedtime, serantrelline 100 mg daily, and oxcarbazepine 300 mg daily. She was alert-oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was recognized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. There is no hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Her judgment sight seems to be good. Patient has been undergone a bilateral mastectomy, for which she was maintaining doses of medication, which was continued for 5 years, and it was stopped. She denies any memory problem or any mood swings. Medication has been working. Person was given insight into her ongoing difficulties and the medical issues, and it was encouraged that she should continue the dialysis because of chronic kidney disease, to which she agreed. Yet, she denies any side effect of the medication and describes the medication has been helping. She is an olanzapine assessment, bipolar disorder, symptomatically stable, chronic kidney disease and dialysis, status was bilateral mastectomy, history of hypoparathyroidism, continue with the supportive plan. A 30-day supply was ordered. Next solution on Sabo David. His date of birth is 6/23/1977. Telephone number is 586-850-5109. His mum number. Another number. His number is 586-422-4840. Date of solution is June 1st, 2026. Subject to David, currently living with his mother. Otherwise, his home address is 3817 Elbow Lake Road, Prescott, Michigan 48756. His date of birth is 6/23/1977. He is 48 year old, undergoing court case, and has been on probation. Currently, he has been. He has been seeing a therapist two times a month, and also on probation until December of 2026. He described that the medication, he has been continuing taking his medication, Japexa 20 mg daily. He was alert-oriented, his mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. His judgment sight is improved. He was sounds happy and pleasant, and feel comfortable. Yet, he described that he is feeling comfortable at his mom's house, therefore he is living over here with her parents. Yet, but otherwise, he described medication is doing good, and he does not have any problem of bad thoughts or any hallucination or paranoia, and does not have any side effect. He also involved in exercise and not gaining weight. Yet, assessment by schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, currently stay with our medication, plan, continue with the supportive care, continue seeing a therapist, continue with the probation, continue with the probation, meeting probation officer, try to avoid any undue situation to which he agreed. This is the end of dictation. Next relation is on Brian, B-R-I-N, Scarfone, S-C-A-R-F-O-N-E. Date of birth is 02-26-1999. Telephone number is 313-316-5362. Subject to Azira. Brian is a 32-year-old, married, Caucasian male, living at 401 Country Club Drive, St. Clair Soul, Michigan 48082. Patient has been doing well. He described recently he was a little bit in stress because his wife is pregnant and he has some workload, but feeling not uncomfortable, and take medication has been helping him. He is on venlafaxine 150 milligram daily, buspirone 10 milligram twice a day, trazodone 50 milligram daily. He still like lorazepam 0.5 milligram BID PRN, 0.5 milligram daily. He described the current medication is helping. He is alert, oriented, his mood was present, affect was bright, his speech was clear, thought was organized, denies any depression, anxiety, or any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. His judgment size seems to be good. A patient has been compliant with the medication and denies any side effect. Patient was educated about the medication, encouraged how to deal with the stress, and also interpersonal therapy or cognitive therapy was provided. Assessment, generalized anxiety disorder, major depressive disorder, chronic with anxiety, PN, plan, continue with the current plan, encourage if he likes, have a therapist that will help to resolve day-to-day problem. However, he described the medication is working and he is fine. PN, this is the end of prescription. Next relation is Robinson Elizabeth, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Elizabeth. Her date of birth is 5/24/1981. Telephone number is 402-415-7872. Subject to Anjita. Elizabeth is a 45-year-old married Caucasian female living with her husband at 18474 Seal, Detroit, Michigan 48234. Her date of birth is 5/24/1981. Patient has long history of bipolar disorder mixed and with tardive dyskinesia, for which she was taking Ingrezza. However, she indicated the medication was stopped as she cannot afford copay. PN, but however, she indicated that there is a generic form of Valazine. V-A-N-V-A-L-Z-I-N-E is available. I further discuss if she, a therapist, has recommended. So I can write a prescription once she can confirm from the pharmacy that it will be available and she can afford the price. Period. Currently, she in place of Ingrezza, she has been taking amantadine 100 milligram BID, which she described it is better and as it is helping, is not as helpful as Ingrezza was. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. She has subjected herself for Depakote level and will provide me the report once she go for the blood test. Currently, she is on Celexa 30 milligram daily, Depakote 500 milligram BID. Lamictal 100 mg BID, amantadine 100 mg BID, and buspirone 10 mg 3 times a day. She was alert, oriented, her mood was present, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought process organized, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any persecutive reasons. She is not complaining about any symptoms or any side effects. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder mixed, history of tardive dyskinesia. Continue with the supportive plan. A 30-day supply was ordered. Patient was explained about Ingrezza and will discuss further during next follow-up appointment. Prognosis guided. End of dictation. These are all 9 dictation. Thank you very much for transcribe. Bye-bye.